Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the February 3rd, 2022 Historic Site and Monument Commission meeting. I just want to make sure anyone online, it has your microphone muted until you're called on, and that way we can avoid any confusion. Again, welcome to the meeting. Call this meeting to order. First order of business is to approve the January 6th, 2022 meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
Eileen, motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
This is Sean. I second Eileen's awesome motion.
And without objection, the meeting minutes for January 6, 2022 are approved. Oh, my apologies. Leah has something to announce.
Hi, y'all. You've probably been seeing Monica sitting in the back for a few months, but this is Monica Gann. She's been with us for 8 months, I think, and she's going to be taking over. So
Taking over for me, for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be here, but it'll be kind of like when it was like Ryan and Kiakala. So I'll be here, but she'll be doing all the work.
You have big shoes to fill.
Oh, please. So she's going to present to you today. Be nice.
Okay, great.
And let us know if you have questions.
Thanks, Leah. And welcome officially. So we'll move on to the regular agenda, and that is the petition of John Trussell and Sons of the American Revolution for a memorial bench in Johnson Square.
Thank you, Chairman and members of the board. This is Monica Gann. The applicant is requesting a recommendation for approval from the Historic Site and Monuments Commission to install a granite memorial bench within Johnson Square on the corner of Bull and East Congress Streets. The bench text is proposed as follows: celebrating 250 years of American freedom, 1776 through 2026. On the front end of the bench, the Sons of American Revolution, and on the legs of the bench, SAR. With the standard themes, it's primary theme is the military history. In addition, the bench relates to local history, colonial history, politics, and government themes. Person or place of event commemorated: the Sons of American Revolution had previously placed a granite bench on MLK in the Battlefield Park that you guys approved back in August of last year. The text is different, and staff has determined that it meets the standards. Evaluating sites for markers, monuments, and public art: the standard is met. The objects are spaced to avoid crowding. The proposed object should not damage or disturb any existing established vegetation. The bench is proposed to be adjacent to a large live oak tree. Staff recommends that the applicant confirm that the city's greenscapes department that the marker will not damage or disturb any significant tree roots. Proposed object should not require the removal or alterations of existing above or below ground utilities. The applicant indicated that 811 had been contacted the morning of January 19, 2022 to scan the area for utilities. Staff recommends that the applicant provide confirmation from the appropriate city departments that below ground utilities will not require removal or alterations. The proposed site should be large enough to accommodate an object. The proposed site is large enough to accommodate the proposed bench. However, the Johnny Mercer bench is located just adjacent to the proposed location, approximately 20 feet to the east. Staff does not believe that the new bench will encroach on the existing bench. And I do have a photo. So there is the Johnny Mercer bench, and then just 20 feet down towards the south is the proposed location for the new bench. The standard is met where Johnson Square is not utilized for special events on a regular basis. The bench is proposed to be internal to the square, away from the streets. The proposed site should be easy accessible to pedestrians and the physical challenge. The standard is met. The proposed site is a pedestrian traffic area and is adjacent to an existing sidewalk. Proposed site should be visible and accessible from the public right away. Standards are met. Bench is adjacent to an existing sidewalk and is easy accessible. The bench is proposed within a city-owned square, an area with low grounding plants, which are typically easy to maintain. The installation of the object should be enhance the space and character of the surrounding neighborhood. The bench will enhance in an empty portion of the square. I just want to show you also on Google Maps. So Johnny Mercer's closer to Bull Street and then just down about 20 feet. Site in relation to the theme, the standard is met. The bench is proposed to represent the entire city of Savannah. Johnson Square is the most central point of downtown. As far as design, the standard is met for markers not erected through JSS marker program, except that the marker title marker text should be no more than 1 inch in height and no less than half an inch. This information was not provided with this middle packet. Marker text should be created in a manner to extend the possibility of preventing fading and erosion. The standard is met. The bench is proposed to be granite, which is an enduring non-corroding material. As far as funding, the estimated cost of the proposed bench is $2,000 plus installation and is funded by the Georgia Sons of American Revolution. David Jessel is the president. As far as escrow payment, because this is on city property, this information was not provided with this middle packet. Petitioner should contact the mayor and alderman or the designated to determine the appropriate escrow payment. Public notice. Written notice was sent to all the property owners and neighborhood association within 200 feet of the subject property. A sign was posted on the property 15 days prior to the meeting, and as written of this report, no comments were received from the public. However, staff received an email from Alderman Liggett supporting the project. So staff recommendation, staff recommends that the Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval to the Savannah City Council to install a granite memorial bench within Johnson Square on the corner of Bull and East Congress Streets with the following conditions to be submitted to staff for final approval before the item can be docked on the City Council agenda because the proposed work otherwise meets the master plan and guidelines. Number one, provide a determination that existing utilities will not be affected. Number two, provide the text heights except the marker title and the marker type text cannot be more than 1 inch in height and no less than a half an inch. Number three, contact the mayor and alderman or the designee to determine the appropriate escrow payment. Thank you and I'm open to questions.
Thanks, Monica. I might have missed this in passing as I was looking at something. Did you mention why? So I saw on the agenda that this is actually the same bench that we approved.
Except for text.
August.
Mm-hmm.
Did you mention why the location has changed?
No.
I'm sorry. Am I confused?
It's a second bench.
It's a second bench.
Oh, okay.
So one was
not the same bench.
Correct.
Oh, okay. My apologies.
Yeah. One is for that specific battle, the one in Battlefield Park, and then this one is for the 200.
Okay.
Yeah.
My apologies. Yep. I wasn't paying close enough to. I was trying to read as I was listening. My apologies. Does anyone have any questions of staff? Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Monica, do you know, is this going to be on the same kind of hardscape as the Johnny Mercer
one? Actually, I don't have that information.
Okay.
That was not provided.
Okay. Let's look at the site plan. Did you open that one?
Yes.
And maybe that's a question for the petitioner.
By the way, this is the other bench. See how the text is different?
Right.
Honoring the soldiers. Okay. Just.
Yeah, I did remember that there was already text and everything in that, so my apologies.
I thought he wrote somewhere what the substrate was going to be, but let's just ask him.
Okay.
Thanks.
Any other questions of staff? Sean.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. Real quick, Monica, and you may or may not know this, but how many benches are in Johnson Square? Like similar to the Johnny Mercer bench and this proposed bench.
So I did go down to the site and it's just the Johnny Mercer bench. The other ones are just those tall markers.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions of staff? No, if there are no other questions of staff, we will hear from the petitioner. Is the petitioner online? Go ahead, sir. Just state your name and your affiliation.
Yes, sir. This is John Trussell. I'm a publicity chairman for the Georgia Sons of the American Revolution, and I appreciate the opportunity to meet with you today. It's an honor to be with you. We wish to place a park bench in Johnson Square to commemorate the 250th anniversary of the establishment of the United States of America. The bench will remind visitors of the historic milestone that we have reached together as a nation. It will also provide a resting spot for citizens to contemplate the sacrifices that so many have made for our freedom. The bench will be near the Nathaniel Greene Monument, who was one of Washington's most capable and successful generals. Johnson Park is also home of the Post Monument to President George Washington, who visited Savannah in May of 1791. Johnson Square is also across the street from Christ Church, where Washington attended services during his Savannah visit. A Sons of the American Revolution park bench in Johnson Square would be most appropriate in this park with deep Revolutionary War roots. The SAR would hope to unveil this bench with your approval in time for our upcoming National SAR Congress in Savannah, which is planned for July 10th through the 15th of this year. We anticipate 600 people and members will attend the Congress from all over the country. We would respectfully request your approval of this proposal. And thank you very much. I would tell you that under the bench will be a brick foundation that will match the bricks on the sidewalk. And excuse me, it would also make it more ADA compatible. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I love getting all these little tidbits of history that I don't always know. Is there anyone else with you on the petitioner's side that would like to speak? Otherwise, I'm going to ask if the board has any questions.
Mr. Chairman, this is Robert Vineyard. I would like to speak in behalf of the petition.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'm Robert Vineyard. I'm a resident of Chatham County and a resident of the Historic District. I also serve as Vice Chairman of the Board of Zoning Appeals of Chatham County. I am the past Regional Vice President of the Sons of the American Revolution, of which Savannah is a part. I spend much of my day downtown, and actually I was down there just on Tuesday. 811 had actually been to the site. The clear little tag is in fact right in front of the spot where the bench is to go. So I'm assuming that means there are no underground utilities that will be a problem. I would hopefully ask your approval of this bench. I think it will be compatible with the Mercer bench, which is just down the street. And of course, very compatible with the fact that the square commemorates General Greene and sits across from Christ Church, where George Washington attended. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll just ask staff, was that correct what he said about the utilities, or?
We haven't seen the markers yet.
Okay.
If the markers went in for the utilities, we haven't seen them yet.
Okay. So, I think maybe we need to maybe make sure that's 100% confirmed, just to make sure. But yeah, I thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I sent a copy of, I made a photograph and sent one to Mr. Trussell, actually. So he has a photograph of it. I was down there for a meeting at the Tel Fair and actually took a picture. So it is there.
Okay. Yeah, if you guys could maybe forward that to staff, that would be great. Maybe someone can actually just go down and confirm, and that shouldn't be a problem. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Does anyone on the board have a question of the petitioner? Sean?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sorry, this is more so of a point of clarification. So I just want to make sure I've got it right. Is it going to, and forgive me, I can't remember, is it Admiral or General Trussell? Or was that a different?
No, this is Nathaniel Greene is the monument that's in the park.
No, sorry, Mr. Trussell. I couldn't remember if you were the admiral or the general previously. So
he was a general. Yes, sir.
Okay. So, Mr. Trussell, I just more so just as a point of clarification, is it the placement of the bench? I just want to make sure I've got it right. I know the two signs the MPC placed out as to the proposed location. Is it going to look similar? Because you mentioned that it's going to go underneath brick. So by similar, I mean essentially the grass or greenery that's there it's going to be, for lack of a better term, and I really apologize about the correct term, but it's going to be like a cutout similar to this, correct?
Yes, sir. It should be identical to that. Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what I thought. And that's all I wanted to make sure of. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board to the petitioner? There's no other questions from the board of the petitioner. We'll open the floor to public comment. If there is anyone, there's no one here in the room with us. So if there's anyone online, a member of the public that is here to comment on this petition, use the raise your hand feature and we will wait a couple of moments to see if there's anyone here to speak. Doesn't appear that there is. At this time, any board discussion on this petition?
Lisa? Mr. Chairman, well, I'm looking at this Johnny Mercer. This is just an aesthetic thing. There's a little bit of brick on one side and none on the other side. I'm wondering if, you know, that's a little bizarre and it looks like people are cutting through there to the brick. I'm just wondering if maybe it can be a little wider. So that's not a problem there.
You're talking about the way it's landscaped there?
Yeah, because I could see, I mean, I would naturally walk, cut through, and if somebody wants to face the other way, they're trampling the Mondo grass there. So maybe if it's just a little wider, I know they're going to copy that, but
so I see what you're saying, Lisa. Make that brick wider around that than the Johnny Mercer benches so that the grass isn't being trampled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. We can do that. We were planning on like 6 by 6 feet, which is probably a little bit bigger than what is around the Mercer bench.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, thank you.
Any other board discussion on this petition or a motion? Sean.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it's a really great idea, and I'd like to go ahead and make a motion to approve staff's recommendation with the three, making sure that the three guidelines stated are met.
There's a motion to approve staff recommendation. Is there a second?
This is Lisa. I'll second that motion.
I don't believe we have anybody online, but we'll just go down as we do, since nobody's in the room. And just Lisa, how do you vote?
This is Lisa, yay.
Eileen, how do you vote?
Eileen, yay.
Sean, how do you vote?
Sean, yay.
And the motion passes. Thank you all. Thank you all for coming. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, on to, we don't have a very large agenda today. The nominating committee to announce nominations for chair, vice chair, and secretary. And we have three voting members in present. Who chaired that committee? Anyone? Sean?
He's the one that sent me the email.
So we'll say Sean chaired
it. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, we met. The nominating committee met. Do I have to do anything special or just say what we...
Yeah, just, I guess, what were your findings?
We had a very in-depth, tenuous, all the other adjectives that you can throw in discussion. We made the decision to nominate Christopher again for chair, secretary as Lisa, and vice chair was extremely tenuous and we couldn't decide on either one. It was a nail biter. And if I remember correctly, we made the decision to nominate Ashley, correct?
So
that is in absentia. With a coin.
Oh, yeah.
A coin toss.
I was adding a lot of drama for
fists were thrown.
You should have seen
voices were raised.
Raising trees left and right. Lisa was aghast and couldn't say anything.
So I guess, I mean, this does bring up a question. If someone is nominated, are they in absentia? Or,
yeah.
I mean, if someone feels that they can't,
that was kind of like our entire mindset is.
I mean, I have no problem with that, absolutely. But since Ashley's not here, it makes me wonder if she's able to accept the nomination in absentia or.
Yeah. Pam, correct me if I'm wrong, but obviously she's not here to accept or reject the nomination. So,
correct.
Right. So you can either postpone the vice chair portion or change your nomination.
Here's, and Lisa, please correct if you think I'm speaking out of line at all. But again, we, as the nominating committee, we literally were torn between Eileen or Ashley. And I kid you not, we flipped a coin to figure out which one to nominate. And I think Lisa called it, made the call as heads, and that's what Ashley was.
I'm sure Ashley will appreciate that vote of confidence.
Yeah. So, if the commission wants to, here's my suggestion. I mean, if the commission wants to move forward with the nominations of the two officers and then vice chair, we can wait until the next meeting to see if Ashley.
Pam, is that?
I don't even know if we're allowed to do that. It's.
Are we allowed to do that, Pam?
You can go forward with the other nominations and yeah, and then have Ashley at the next meeting while she was nominated and see if she'll accept. Because if she doesn't, then you got to nominate someone else.
That would make sense. I mean, Sean, is that what the committee is okay with? You want to do that?
I don't know. Lisa could want to have to defend everybody from Tom providing trees to everyone. So
I'm okay with either, but I don't want to prolong this.
Yeah. So we'll make a motion. So, if someone wants to make a motion for the chair and the secretary, I'll entertain that motion.
But I also, I wasn't done.
Oh, I mean, I'm sorry.
I'd be willing if Eileen would want to. You would, no. Not yet. Okay. All right. I was nervous to be for vice chair.
Well, then I make a motion to move forward with two of the three nominations from the nominating committee. For chair as Christopher Monroe and secretary as Lisa Watson.
One other point of clarification. Does Lisa vote in the nomination as secretary?
Yes, she can vote.
Okay. So is there a second? The motion is for myself as chair, Christopher Monroe as chair, and Lisa Watson as secretary. Is there a second?
Eileen, second.
So the motion is for Christopher Monroe as chair and Lisa Watson as secretary, and we are tabling the discussion of vice chair. Lisa, how do you vote? She said you can vote.
Oh, really?
Yes, you can vote, Lisa.
How do you vote?
For
me as chair and you as secretary.
Oh, yay. This is Lisa, yay.
Eileen, how do you vote?
Eileen, yes.
Sean, how do you vote?
This is Sean. Yes.
The motion passes. Thank you all for your hard work. And we will revisit the issue of the vice chair with when Ashley is in attendance. Final item on the agenda is the, as Sean had brought up at the previous meeting, the mural at Waters and Victory. And this is the Nina Simone mural. Lee, if you could bring some clarification. I know that the mural for Frida Kahlo was approved by this commission. And I apologize, I was wrong. I said it was approved. The previous mural that was there was approved. They had apparently switched out the image.
As a point of clarification, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Leah. Christopher, I don't think you had to, there was no need for you to apologize because I think really the way how everybody thought this came, like what you're seeing is exactly what everybody else thought. Like, hey, we thought this was approved. Then it disappeared for basically a year. And that's the only reason we found it all over again. Sorry, Leah.
No, no. So all I was going to say is that the Freedom mural was painted directly on the building. And it was significantly larger. This one is smaller and painted on a board attached to the building. So just that's all I have. So I'll leave it to you all to decide if and what you want to do anything.
I have a question on this. So I don't think this has ever come before this commission before where we've approved a mural and then they've switched it out for something else that I can remember. What does the master plan and guidelines say about that, if anything?
Let's look.
And Sean, just, I mean, I guess I'll give you the floor. I mean, what was your, or what are you proposing, or what is your?
Sure, no problem, Mr. Chairman. The only reason I mentioned this was exactly what everyone else had mentioned. And I'm not, for anyone listening from the Savannah Morning News, I am not anti-art. I am not. It's purely just, this was just clearly a question that I had. It's like, hey, I noticed that it was gone for roughly half a year to a year, or however long it was, and then it came back up. So I didn't know exactly what Christopher had asked staff to look up is, what exactly does the master plan and guideline refer, even if it's, as we now know, basically a completely different, I don't want to say completely different, but there are quite a few changes from the what was approved. That's really just all I was wondering about. And if it's even within the purview or master plan, more so, I guess, and Pam, correct me if I'm wrong on my Robert's Rules of Orders, but more so just as a point of clarification as to how this can at all be addressed, if it even needs to be addressed. Because I don't think, when I was reading everything through, it didn't say, oh, well, if it goes away and then comes back as something completely different.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember any time where we've had a situation where something was approved and then it was switched out. I mean, there was, as I remember, there was no issues with the location of the mural or anything like that.
Yeah,
so like, I mean, it did go away. It was the Frida Kahlo mural.
I remember that, and yeah, thank you for, I remember the Frida Kahlo mural discussion. There was opposition because of who Frida Kahlo was, and that was really like the number one thing, but I don't remember anything beyond that, and it may not even be an issue. I just may be making a mountain out of a molehill. Who knows?
The rotating murals, that's interesting.
Yeah, and that came into play early on in the creation of this master plan and guidelines with the 31st Street mural, right? So it sounds like, I mean, this wasn't specifically approved as a rotating mural, but it does say, upon the approval of site and monument for the location and process for a rotating mural, staff may review the individual submissions. I mean, that's the closest thing we have, looks like, in there to, yeah, and then it says here, staff, you know, obviously, if okay with the board, the design of a rotating mural after location and theme have been approved by the site and monument, that staff can approve the, you know, the subsequent mural. And like you said, the location itself was approved. Minor changes, that's not for murals. Yeah, I don't see anything that specifically addresses, like, what if they paint over it and do a new one? The closest thing is a rotating mural. So Pam, if there's not anything that specifically addresses that, what do you think?
But if they paint over it and put something completely different, then it would be a new mural. It's not what they approved.
And there's been some discussion about the definition of a mural or the substrate of a mural too. So there's been some, I don't know if you recall when code compliance came here and they said, and that's actually been different than what they've actually been enforcing, because they have been enforcing some murals that are like painted on something and then attached to something. But they said at one point that their definition of a mural didn't, it wasn't like, it had to be painted directly on whatever it was. But that is not defined that way in your master plan guidelines.
Sean, did you have something?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. Leah, with all due respect regarding what code compliance had said, that person literally, and I remember very, very succinctly what Melanie's exact reaction to when code compliance made that statement, because code compliance said, well, if you look at a dictionary, and after Director Wilson wonderfully kept her composure to that statement, there's a very big difference between dictionary definition and definition of what actually a mural is based off of city ordinance. So with all due respect to code compliance.
Gotcha. And I think we do have a definition. Singular flat work of art applied on a building, structure, fence, or other object within public view. The work does not contain text, graphic, symbols, you know the rest. So, or other object. Object used to refer to markers, monuments, murals, and public art. Okay. I mean, sure, the piece that, you know, the plywood that he uses to paint, it's an object, I suppose. So.
I do remember the one and in my tenure, sorry, Mr. Chairman, if I'm speaking out of turn, but
no, you're fine.
I remember the one proposed mural, after the fact mural, which also just happened to be by the same artist. It was over on like 38th or something, and it was done in the same general manner. One of the commissioners on the panel, I don't remember who it was, had said it looked like it was literally just about to fall down. That's kind of going along with this, where it's not actually painted on the wall, it's put up on a giant, Lisa, don't get mad at me for saying this, canvas, if you will, although it's probably not made of canvas.
It's honestly, it's up to you all. I don't know if you.
Yeah, so what are you proposing? I mean, okay. So,
my
position is whether it's a mural or whatever, it's public art. I mean, so what's the.
So do we, so
what are we doing here?
Again, the question is, do we have to have this application resubmitted, or do we just say no, we don't do anything with it because it was already
I think that's up to you all, since it's not
I mean, Sean, I'll leave this this was put on the agenda at your request, so I mean, I'll leave that up to you.
Then I make the suggestion that since it didn't meet the original proposed mural design from the Frida Kahlo mural, and it's also now a different layout, if you will, then the applicant has to reapply for it.
Do you all want to vote on that?
We can vote on this. I'll say a couple of, I mean, I will point one thing out. I mean, I think that we don't, for one, which is motion. We don't know whether it was the artist or the building owner that did this. That's one thing. So, I mean, I think that blaming the artist, I think that if they're going to be a petition, usually it's the building owner. So it would be the building owner we would be contacting, not the artist. Is that
yeah,
correct?
Regardless, to be clear, compliance would be contacting the building
artist.
Owner.
I didn't say the artist. I said the applicant.
Okay. I just wanted to make that clear. And I mean, we can have that motion. And if the rest of this board thinks that we should be doing this, that's fine. I would question what the civic purpose is if there's no community. I'll reserve my comments. Lisa, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's just a few things. Point of clarification. there was another mural that artist did, and Hurricane Matthew flew the piece off. And that's what I was talking about during that meeting. So I was just concerned of the way the new one was attached. Secondly, if we've had no community complaints about this, I don't want our board to become the mural cops, because that's not what I'm here for at all. I think I see, to be quite honest, I see murals going up everywhere, buildings being painted, things being adhered to fences. I'm not going to come in here and go, oh, here's the next mural. I'm not interested in doing that until we have some kind of community, community complaints.
And Lisa, literally, that's the entire reason. And thank you very much, Lisa, for the input. Your, for lack of a term, consternation is the exact same as mine. I don't really know what it means, right? I mean, and I think in my mind, that's kind of like where the, and I don't want to keep dwelling this on, because I mean, it should be a pretty short meeting, but I just want to know how exactly that can be applied, that being the mural policy. That's really just all I'm trying to figure out. And to me, it sounds like the overarching theme is there are some gaps in the mural policy.
Yeah, I think you're making a fair point, because there's obviously a gap. I mean, yeah.
Because I agree 100%. It's not the purview of the commission to be, sorry, Lisa, to borrow your term, mural cops. We don't really want to be doing that. That's not our job. That should really be the job of code enforcement or whoever actually that falls under. The question is, how exactly do we fill in the gaps then of the mural policy, which we know, because there have been some really good ideas that don't really fit well under that mural policy.
Possibly, Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. Yeah, possibly the gap is that artists still don't know that they need to apply. And I didn't know until a few years ago that I would have to apply. I think that's the gap.
We can, it would be great if you all, especially Lisa as an artist, if you have more thoughts, like, or groups you belong to as an artist, that we could go do a presentation, or, you know, we'll be happy to do anything.
I mean, this has been a discussion on this board for a while, because it's a fair question. I would argue, I mean, I have no idea what the thinking was behind this. It's reasonable to assume, though, that the building owner, the building owners are big, they know, they have a lot of property in Savannah. They are supportive of Panhandle Slim. It's reasonable for them to assume, I would think, if they had an approval, that they could switch it up and whatever. I mean, I would understand why they wouldn't think that they would have to come through here. It is an open question, though. I mean, it's a fair point, though.
And Christopher, I agree with you, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to belabor the point. It goes back to that area of, well, where does that line happen, right? Because I go back to the one over on 38th Street, of the one that was literally falling down, and I'm upset that it seems like it's all on this one particular artist. That's not really my focus, right? It's just, that's just, is the most common one, right? I'm sure there are other artists that happen throughout.
I don't want to call people out, not to interrupt you. There are a ton out there right now. I'm not trying to open up that can of worms.
That's why I'm agreeing that there's probably a ton of them out there. Yeah. This is just the most prevalent, most notable one, right? But so the question then becomes, where does everything happen, right? I mean, as long as I've been on this commission, it's always been, well, don't just keep pushing it down and give the authority to somebody else, right? Like, we need to make sure that we as a board protect our authority. So there's that thing that also happens. But to Christopher's main point, there's a huge gap right now in the mural policy. How we close that is really the big question.
Yeah, we work, you all, with staff's assistance, work on amendment.
And
if you want to focus on the mural policy as a portion to examine and amend right now, then
Is that something that we could do?
Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure. So do, would I have to then make a motion to, for us to do that?
I mean, we could put it on the, on a future agenda. I would just, and I don't want to belabor this, it's a 4:45, but I mean, I want to give this the attention it's due. I keep going back to, I mean, I've said this exact same thing. I don't want to be the mural cops. I didn't, you know, get on here to like go beat up artists for not filling out the right paperwork. But there is a reasonable role that we play as sort of arbiters of the community if there are issues and whatnot. I would say if, like, for instance, someone came to this commission and had a problem with that, then we could go and say, well, look, you really didn't get approval for this. Let's discuss this. But absent that, it feels a bit, I don't know.
I know exactly what you mean, Christopher. Yeah. And again, when I brought it to it, it was more so of a, and I've really posed this entire, is that accurate? Like, and really the answer that we're getting is, well, we don't really know. But I like the stance of not being the mural cop. I don't, that's not at all what I did when I mentioned it.
I could make a pretty simple solution if you want to hear one, how to close that gap. And that's just add another staff review, an item to the staff review things that are allowed, that if the location is the same, but a mural changes, that the change
can be a
staff review, even if it wasn't originally defined or as approved as a rotating mural. And that would be a one-liner amendment. But I think, you know, you all maybe read the mural policy, think of things that you maybe, you know, because I'm not saying to amend it to make it tougher, but like
just to make it clear.
Yeah.
Yep. No, I actually like that. It could say something when something is approved. You say, okay, this is getting approved for this. If you change this or if you do something different, you do have to come back here, and that way it's made clear to the petitioner.
Where I was told I hate art and I'm anti-art. Sorry, that article really angered me. I mean,
it was a tough article.
Sure. I mean, but that would also then begin closing the gap on how that proposed mural was, which I thought it was a really great idea. I just don't think it fit the guidelines of the mural policy. That's it. But I think exactly that one line sentence, Leah, that you're suggesting, I think that pretty much closes a huge gap in what the uncertainty is.
Yeah, no, and this is how we learn. I mean, when we come up against something that we haven't come up with before, then we know. I mean, because this mural policy is still, I mean, it's still, well, it's about a decade old now, but I mean, it's still relatively, what, like 2012, right, Eileen? Something like that?
Yeah, wow, it's been, yeah.
But I mean, we're still, you know, it can constantly be refined, you know, when we come up with these. So
and they should. I mean, these things are meant to evolve, right. And yeah.
Does that satisfy your?
That I think is perfect. Cool. Later, that's just what I wanted to know. What the whole discussion.
Well, I can either a staff write up something for that, or I would also, if I might, suggest that you all, and the mural policy is not very long.
Yeah.
So if you all read the mural portions and see if you see any other, you know, gaps, you know, this is another reason you all are here and we're all here is to, you know, improve these guidelines and things like that. But to, you know, to close these gaps on some of these things where we have questions for different, you know, processes. But that, you know, I can come with some recommended language for there too. And you all, it'd be great if you all looked as well. And
yeah, I like that idea. Lisa, did you have?
Yeah. Can we maybe then review that in the April meeting?
Yeah,
cause I'm not going to be here next month and okay. I would hate to miss it.
I think it makes sense for Lisa to be involved in this discussion.
That's,
for sure.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
So how about let's say not the March meeting, but the April meeting. Leah will come up with some language. We'll all review this ourselves and bring our thoughts to that meeting. And I'll reiterate this point. If Sean, you can help me remember at the March meeting when Lisa's not here, we can for Tom and Ashley and let them know what we're planning as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and our new commissioner will hopefully start at the next meeting.
Oh, okay, so. Great. Then we'll get them to dive right in onto the master plan. Okay, does that satisfy you, Sean?
That's literally the number one focus that I wanted.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Eileen, any comments, questions? Eileen is nodding for the record. Okay, and so the next meeting, do we have, is the next meeting set or do we? It's one of those tabs.
We don't, today's the deadline, we don't have anything.
Couple of people about murals, but there's no way they were ready by today because,
so perhaps
we'll be in touch.
We may or may not have a meeting.
You never know when a renaming might pop up, so.
Well, hopefully we're not going to do a special call meeting for those.
Just out of curiosity, why does it say location TBD?
Because we're kind of in flux of whether we're doing in person or virtual.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
That's why it says location, yeah. Because usually it'll say hybrid or virtual. Right now we're going hybrid, obviously. So, but last month we were fully virtual. So because of the, you know, but it's like easing back off again now. So who knows?
I think COVID's going to be over next month.
That's what I heard 2 years
scheduled
ago.
Scheduled to be over by next month.
Scheduled.
I should have asked if there was any other business from any other commissioners.
The only,
go ahead, Sean.
Sorry. The only other thing I would like to say is February 18th, which is the third Friday of February. It is Georgia Arbor Day. And the city of Savannah's Arbor Day celebration is held at 10 a.m. at this year anyway, 10 a.m. at Windsor Forest Elementary.
Great. Thanks for letting us know about that.
Park and Tree Commission. That's the only reason I mentioned it.
Thank you for letting us know about that. And I did email all of you all about the ribbon cutting for the mural on. It's at a time I'm not going to be able to make, unfortunately, but you all should have gotten that email.
I put it on my calendar.
Thanks.
The Ridgewood Park sign and balance is actually at a time I can make, so.
Monica, thank you. Yeah. You did a good job, Monica. Okay, she's in the room. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Thanks, Monica. Thank you all.
I didn't scare you too much, Monica. You did awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, without any further objection, or without any objection, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.